This week in our pastoral visit, we're thinking about the Passion Week, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's foremost in our minds. Well, I hope it's foremost in your mind. Maybe foremost is the fact that we're still in confinement, we're still in limitations. Maybe some of you are finding that difficult. The challenges are growing, and so our minds are drawn there instead. And I want to have us draw our minds back to Jesus Christ. We do certainly experience difficult challenges these days. We do have one member in our congregation that I know of who's been tested positive for the coronavirus. Thankfully, that member is doing very well, and we welcome your prayers. But each time we think of the difficulties we've experienced, we can go back to Jesus Christ, who in this Passion Week, we remember him in his suffering. A verse of scripture that I want to draw our attention to throughout this week for your meditation and reflection comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. We certainly pray for the healing of those who are sick, and many across our country and in our state need those prayers, and we want to continue to pray for them. And it's through Jesus Christ that real healing comes. We're thankful for the medical community, but we really need Jesus, don't we, and his power to touch lives. But that verse is talking about a much greater problem than even the coronavirus. It's talking about the problem of our hearts, about the sin issue in our lives. And Jesus died for that issue as well. He died that our hearts might be healed before God, that we could come into a right relationship with him. And it's because of that, Peter says, that we might live for righteousness. Because Jesus died, he went through so much suffering and the agony of death on the cross, and he died for us. And then he rose again so that we could have life and so that we can live a life of righteousness for him. That means the way we live today will reflect our faith. And I hope that you're living in such a way that you're reflecting faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to think about him throughout this Passion Week. Let me invite you to join us for our Good Friday Communion service, 7 o'clock on Friday. We'll be live streaming it. It is a solemn service. As we've done it in the past together, we'll do it by live streaming. We want to encourage you to dress up, find a quiet place, have a quiet setting so that you can gather around with us together around the table of the Lord, bring your own bread and your own cup, and be prepared to just simply reflect on some of the passion passages we'll be sharing Friday night, 7 o'clock. And then on Easter Sunday morning, again, our live stream service, we are looking forward to a time of celebrating together the resurrection of Jesus Christ, 10:30 on Sunday morning. So be sure to join us and invite others to join us. And let me throw out a little challenge to you. We would like to do what we have done in church services right along, story time. But at a distance, that's been difficult. But I think that some of you would be brave enough to do a little video clip of yourself, 15 to 30 seconds, telling how God is working in your life during these days. And we'll put some of those together over these next few weeks, and we'll share those with the congregation. So take up that challenge. Go ahead and do it. Be brave and send me your video clips, and we will look forward to sharing together what Jesus Christ has done in our lives. Remember, it's through his wounds that we have been healed, and we thank the Lord Jesus Christ for that. Our prayers are with you, and we are looking forward to that day we can be together again. But for now, this is what God has given to us, and we're trusting him to use it for his glory. Thank you for being the faithful people of Pittsford Community Church.